Hi, I'm Maria and welcome to Gut Talks, WGUTT. This is Gut Unfiltered series, bites of information and reflections. Here we go.
It's Design Week here in Milan and I thought I'd do one episode on guess what? Design. Design in context is what we see here. We discover, we see what's going on, we go on a journey and we go on a dream. And what I like about the Milan Design Week is visiting its courtyards, exceeding expectations and discovering more of what Milan has to offer in the name of design. Anyway, let's get started. Design is everywhere. I'll share my views from my experience working with Fortune 500 companies, Big Four startups and university students. And I'm doing this from this color showroom. Temporary showroom, let's call it. So there's so much to say on this, on design, as design is with a big D. Design is everywhere, in business and not in business. To be a good designer, one needs to understand the language of business. Why? Not to miss out on opportunities to better communicate, argue, if I may say, and make compromises. Of course, understanding the language and potential of technology with developers, engineers is crucial to build hardware, software, and designing experiences in general. Being hands-on is one of the things that is essential to be a designer. Being a dreamer is another one as well. Living in a distorted reality is a limitation to personal growth. For me, design is so many things in so many contexts. It's about imagining better futures. Design is about setting the expectations. Design is about dealing with uncertainty. Design is about not knowing and being okay with it. Design is about understanding people, but also processes, spaces, contexts, and sense making. It's about connecting the dots, synthesizing information. Design is about being strategic. It's about being aware, but it's also about inclusion. It's about minimizing risks and making better decisions. It's about being curious. Design is about adaptation. It's about integration rather than segregation. It's about continuous experimentation and learning. It's about jumping from problems and challenges or the problem space to solutions, going back and forth without even thinking about it, doing it smoothly. It's about knowing there is progress, even if it feels like going backwards. Design is about putting people together and having divergent thoughts together to find a common ground. Design is about not being over-designed, and it's about being humane. I mean, this might sound a series of buzzwords. I totally get it, but it's true. And there are many challenges and unpredictable events to deal with. However, design is about making things happen no matter what. Things that matter and make those things, whatever they may be, feel good. It's about making people's lives better and being respectful to culture, traditions, and the surrounding environment. Design is not a one-off activity, but a work in progress. It's a mindset and an approach to build better or create better processes, experiences, functionality that is not tangible or tangible. Now, design is not about making assumptions or jumping into conclusions. It's not about being tactical either. It's not a numbers game, and it's not always visible. Design is not repetitive either, and that's the cool thing about it. And I don't believe that design and designers alone can and will change the world, but they can contribute to it with other people. And everyone is not a designer. Everyone can be taught how to think like a designer, or at least try to. But it's a matter of practice and embedding another mindset. The thing is, it's not for everyone, and that's okay. And being okay to work with designers is enough. And I want to add one more thing. Not everyone gets it, and it's okay as well. It's often taught about being kind of a lick of paint or an aesthetics exercise. So there's lots of education to be made in the space. And the best way of doing this is to show, not tell. Get people to get their hands dirty somehow. And if you cannot do it in a formal way, there are ways of doing it. There are ways around it. And once they get it, they will never forget it for a long time. So design can also be a patience exercise and an education exercise, because design is not just for designers. It's a creative journey where creating something out of abstraction is a good way to dip your hands in the creative process, from thoughts to shapes to forms to action to interaction. It's an open-ended loop. I started the Unfiltered series recently. It's a space to reflect not just about my own thoughts and not just on my own, but to bring in my views and experiences and expand on the knowledge I've been gathering and sharing through the conversations with guests on Gut Talks for the past 3 years or so. And I want to give a shout out to Gianluca Brugnoli, because it was his suggestion to do something along those lines. So this one, Gianluca, is dedicated to you. And before I wrap up, I want to say it once again. Design is everywhere and everything is designed. And there's no right or wrong design, but there's good and bad design. And this is something anyone can sense and feel and experience. It's so tough to talk about design in less than 10 minutes, but I hope I made it justice during the Design Week in Milan. So much more to unpack, and I might even delve deeper into each of the points I made in upcoming episodes. So here we go. Thank you for listening.
Your attention goes to the front end, and you design the interface. I said it before, you design the interface. And also when you work on customer journey, you pay a lot of attention really to the customer journey and to the key moment, the moment of truth of the customer experience, where you really want to have an impact on the customer. And this is what usually designers do, right?
What the designer is taught to do as well at school. Or at university, there's this focus on the front end. And then when you go into industry, and again, depending on where you go, you have a chance or not to work on the back end of it.
Yeah, from a computer, the problem is a little bit more complicated than this, because in design school also, when you work on the front end, today, probably this is a different topic that we need to explore later.
Yeah.
Because in design school today are doing a great job. It's amazing to see that there are so many today designers are really also, there are a lot of opportunities, so that the market is really exploding. There are a lot of opportunities for everybody, and this is very good, very cool, and I like this moment. And nevertheless, I have the feeling that sometimes design school, they have a different way to understand the business realities, to understand what is really the job of a designer. You see pretty well that many design schools are shifting the focus and the skill set that they teach to their students from crafting, which is the core competence of a designer. You need to be able to craft a product. And they shift into helping designers and to think in terms of systems, complex systems, problems, and also to be able to challenge the problem that you get sometimes from the business, which is a very good thing. Anyhow, going back to the point is typically designers, they are focused on the front end. And this is what you see when you look on Dribbble and Behance. You win a design award if you do something very cool in the front end, right? And nobody pays attention to what happens below the front end. Who cares, right? The front end is not my problem. And actually that is a pity, because to be able to have an impact, especially when you work on complex customer experiences, you need to be able to understand what happens behind the curtains, so behind the front end. And this is where, for example, when I did a lot of digital transformation project in my life for many also very large organization, you know, this is where you can really have an impact. And this is where you need to be able to understand business processes, to understand organizational complexity, and you need to be able to speak the language of the people you're working with, not because you want to do their job. I am a designer and my work is to understand the customer experience and use and find a way to use technology to make it better and have a positive impact for the people, and possibly not only for the people, for the society as a whole. Okay. But if you want to have this impact, you don't have it only on the front end, on the surface. If you want to have this impact, you need to go down into the belly of the beast. You need to be able to do this kind of work, to understand how to break down and rebuild the process.